This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. And gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another hour of Auto World. It's the hour that we share each and every week with Dan Watson, the CEO of thelubepage.com. Dan is a gentleman with just an incredible, vast knowledge of lubrication, and you name it, he has got the answer. And we would love to hear from you with some questions in this hour at our regular telephone number, 855-660-4261, or via the email bob@autoworldradio.com. Those are the two best ways, or you can send one to Dan Watson at thelubepage.com. But we're here to help you out, and again, just to show Dan's diversity, if you want to talk about motorcycles, not a problem. Want to talk about ski mobiles, not a problem. Want to talk about jet skis, that's fine. Other marine boating, other farming type equipment, whatever you got. If it's got a lubrication system and it needs and requires lubrication, Dan can help you out. Again, our telephone number is 855-660-4261. And let's go forth to the guest lines and bring forth the man himself, the CEO of the Lou Page, the one and only Dan Watson. Dan, how you doing?
Hey, I'm doing well, Bob.
That's good. Let me ask you a question. I know you've been asking me some questions the last few weeks. We've been having fun with that, but I was wondering what's your favorite muscle car from the 1960s and 70s era?
Well, we can make it kind of a dual question here, because we both, I'm sure, have those. But, you know, back in that day, I did drive a 1968 Chevy Camaro. Wasn't the hottest version, 327 engine, four-barrel carburetor, that kind of thing. But so I enjoyed that. I drove it. It was a good car. But the one I always had my eye on, I never got it, was a 1966 Pontiac GTO. Just that car. I have always loved the feel. A friend of mine had one. I got to drive it sometimes, and just the feel of that car, it was heavy, because it's a pretty good-sized car, but it had that 389 Pontiac V8. This particular one had three two-barrel carburetors on it, and four-speed transmission, which was a short shift, you know, real short stroke to shift that transmission, and that was just a sweetheart car. You drove it, it felt like it was just hugging the road as you were taking it through some corners and different things. So although I was the owner and drove a 1968 Camaro, I think the one I would pick out of that time would be the Pontiac GTO.
And a good pick indeed. I mean, there are so many that I like. And you know, it's interesting, when I was going to high school in the late 70s, early 80s, the muscle cars had depreciated to the point where a lot of my friends got muscle cars, you know, for $2,000 and $3,000. My kid that grew up across the street from me got a 1970 Cuda 440 six pack for like $3,000.
I love that car too.
My town. Yeah, there was a kid in my town too that had a Hemi, an actual 426 Hemi Cuda. And again, he didn't pay any more than like $4,000. Those today are worth close to $1 million in particular. His was a convertible too. So it's amazing. But let's see, what are some of my favorites? There are so many. I always I have fond memories of the Smokey and the Bandit cars.
Oh, yeah, sure.
The black and gold Trans Ams from the late 70s. Well, they're 454 cubic inch V8. That was a great car.
You ever think, Bob, how in the world they stuck a 454 in a Pontiac Trans Am?
I know. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, my.
And another one, in my high school, there were a number of Chevelle SS's. And as a matter of fact, there was an LS6, which is a very, very, very rare rendition of the Camaro Chevelle SS, that was 455 horsepower, so that was quite a vehicle for its day. But I agree with you. I love that GTO as well. I think you hit the nail on the head with your choice. So I will echo your sentiments and put a lots of votes in for other ones too. Mustangs, of course, I love Mustangs. I'd love to have an opportunity.
Well, you know, any of our listeners that want to either email or text you or something, you know, just with their favorite from that era, they can do that, and we'll mention it on the air if they want to do that. They're not ready to send a question. They can just text in or email in or call in with what their favorite muscle car from the 60s and 70s was. Everybody was competing then with a, you know, like I said, with a 454 in a Pontiac Trans Am. Then you got a 426 Hemi, or was it a 440? I'm not sure which, but anyway, a Hemi.
Yeah, 425
Hemi in a Barracuda. Come on, I mean, that's about the size of a Mustang, you know. I mean, the biggest deal was, can anybody keep their rear tires on the road, you know?
Yes, exactly. The world was filled with bias tires back in those days.
Oh, yeah. Course,
they didn't have the all-wheel disc brakes that come standard on the vehicles today, and anti-lock braking. And then, of course, the suspension. And there's a guy, a friend of mine, John Hotchkiss. He's got a good company out there in California, sells products to folks with older muscle cars. And he sells some modern componentry that you can kind of retrofit on your vehicle to make your older muscle car handle better and handle more like a modern day vehicle, kind of picking up on the resto mod trend, which is common these days too, Dan, with people taking that 68 Camaro and putting a brand new 2019 engine in it and
putting in
all the modern day comfort and convenience items. That's a very big part of the hobby as well. But
well,
so many muscle cars.
My oldest brother has a 66 red Mustang with a 289 with 2.4 barrels on it. And
wow.
I am telling you, that car, at least for an eighth of a mile, just off the go, is like throwing you out of a slingshot. That thing takes off. I mean, it's amazing. I'm white knuckling it when he's driving.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. But that's the crazy kind of stuff they did all back in the 60s and 70s. There were 2.4 barrels on a 289 V8. Come on, you know.
And they didn't equip these vehicles with the kind of bolstered seats that are common now in today's sporting vehicles. Some of these vehicles had vinyl seats and even bench seats. And you'd be taking corners and sliding all over the place.
I remember. You're absolutely right. No doubt about it. Well, that's a good start for tonight. We got some questions kind of lined up, I think, and some things to do, but I guess right before the break, I'll take a minute here and tell people that we're just really encouraged by the number of people that are taking advantage of this free preferred customer buying opportunity that I've put out. And I'll just say it again, if you're going to be interested in AMSOIL products, buy them at the discount wholesale price. Buy them through this preferred customer program. All you have to do is get in touch with me, and we'll tell you how to do it after the break.
That's right. You're not going to want to miss out on this. And we got a bunch of questions lined up. But if you've got a question, we've got a number. It's 855-660-4261.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Happy, the rescue dog. He was missing hair, stinky, scabby. But I have a vet that I trust, and she recommended Dynovite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynovite for your dog this week.
We'll send you a bottle of Super Mega Fish Oil free.
Packed with omega-3, DHA, and EPA fatty acids.
Super Mega is great for your dog's immune system, healthy skin, and soft, shiny fur.
Try Super Omega Fish Oil.
Free this week at Dynovite.com.
Dinovite.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. And it took a while, though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop. Not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you've got to change some lifestyle things, too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
You're in luck because Dan Watson is with us. He is a expert when it comes to lubrication, certified lubrication specialist, and he's also got some great values. And Dan, why don't you tell folks about the offer?
Yes, Bob, right as we were going to the break, I was describing this preferred customer membership that you can get with Amsoil Corporate. It's a factory direct, we call it, because you're going to order your stuff directly from Amsoil. And in this case, I would be your servicing dealer, and I'm offering a free six-month trial membership. You don't have to buy anything. There's no cost to it. Just get in touch with me. I'll get you set up. I think what you'll find is that if you're looking to use Amsoil products at all, this is the perfect way to go. You get free shipping for any order that's $100 or over, and it's only $8.99 flat shipping for anything under $100. So this is easy, and you're going to save 25 to 30% off of the product, depending upon which one you buy. You can't beat it. It's so easy to do, and like I said, I'm so confident that you'll take this program and enjoy it and that you'll renew it and continue on with it, that I'm going to give you a free six-month trial membership just to see if you like it. Okay, so.
Oh, that's so great.
Yeah, all you got to do is contact me. My phone, 800-370-2986. You can email me my name, Dan Watson, at thelubepage.com, which is also my website, thelubepage.com. You can go there and contact me through the website. So, enough about that. I look forward to it. There's many people taking advantage of this, and so that's why I keep talking about it, because folks are glad to have it. So I think you'd find it something that would benefit you, so I keep offering it. So I think we can go on to the questions now that we're past all that.
All right. Sounds great. We've got Grady sending us a question from Atlanta. He's got positive traction in his pickup truck. When he makes a sharp turn, it sort of hops around on the inside wheel. Is this normal? I've never owned a positive traction before. Dan, what do you think?
Well, welcome to the positive traction. What it is, listen, folks, just a quick explanation. The rear wheels on your vehicle, normally the right wheel is the pusher, and the left wheel is the trailer. So they don't. The left wheel is just kind of going along for the ride, and the right wheel is doing most of the pushing. Now, that makes it easy because without getting into heavy geometry or math, if you draw two circles, one inside of the other, the outside circle is longer than the inside circle, the total distance of the line. So when I'm trying to turn my vehicle, the outside wheel is going to travel a greater distance than the inside wheel, just a fact of life. So what happens? That inside wheel, if it's in a positive traction rear end, it has to turn the exact same number of turns as the other wheel, the outside wheel. So since it's not going as far, it has to hop or skip in order to not to make that shorter circle. So what do you do for this? Well, they understand this. So what is done in the rear end of these vehicles, they actually have a clutch pack on the axle on each side of the differential. And that clutch pack, normally going straight ahead, it's fully engaged. You get full traction going where you're going. But when you start to turn, the inside axle clutch pack can slip a little so that that wheel doesn't have to try to travel as far as the outside wheel. Now, what's happening here to Grady in Atlanta is anytime you have a positive traction rear end, you have to have what's called a slip or friction modifier that goes into that rear end so that it can work its way up into those clutch faces and actually allow the clutch face to slip on the inside wheel. So what he has is a direct indication that there is no slip friction modifier in the rear end, or if there is, it's worn out and gone. So what I would suggest is changing the rear, the differential gear lube, and putting in the recommended 4 ounces or 6 ounces, depending upon the size, of the slip lock or friction modifier to allow that thing to work like it's supposed to. Now, one quick thing, if Grady happens to be listening, is that you still have to work it into the face. So I tell folks to go out to a parking lot, like at, I don't know, some place that went out of business or something, or at least to some big parking lot that's open, and do some big figure eights as tight as you can turn it, and then back up doing an S pattern. back up hard with the wheel one way, then turn the wheel the other way and back up hard that direction. What you're doing is you're working this friction modifier in between the clutch faces so that it's actually where it should be, so that when you need it to allow for a little bit of slippage to that inside tire, it'll do it. So that's all you got, Grady. It's just a it's doing exactly what you'd expect it to do, because it's a positive traction, meaning that you need to make sure it's got the proper friction modifier in the gear lube so that it will work as designed.
Yeah, good question, and some valuable information from Dan there. The next question up is from Pennsylvania. Marilyn has a question. She's got a 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota says to use only synthetic oil, but my Uncle Jack says it's a waste of money. Do I have to use synthetic oil? A very, well, very open question there.
Well, there's a number of Uncle Jacks out there, I believe, that'll be telling a variety of nieces that you don't need to use that synthetic oil. That's just a waste of money, right? Okay, fine. Yeah. This is Uncle Jack's probably my age or older, and so that's a view held by a lot of people. But here's the point. Whether you agree or disagree with Uncle Jack or looking at synthetic oil, Toyota doesn't care. Toyota has put synthetic oil lubricants in bumper to bumper in their vehicles, and you have to keep that in place to keep the warranty valid. So that's what Toyota thinks about it, okay? So they're not really interested in the J-Tree mechanics and the advice of different people. They're telling you, we built this car, we expect it to have synthetic oil in the vehicle, bumper to bumper. That would include the engine, the transmission, the gears, whatever takes lubrication. Toyota calls for synthetic. Now, this has been going on now, going on 10 years, okay, with Toyota. So here's the answer, Marilyn. You could shift to a petroleum, but you'd be going downhill. There's no reason to do that. And if you did it, you'd be at odds with Toyota. And I don't know, the vehicle's probably going on 3 years old. I don't know whether you're still under the original warranty, but you could be if it's 36,000 or 60,000 mile drivetrain warranty. You need to use synthetic oil. Okay, so we'll leave it at that. Use the synthetic oil. Toyota requires it.
Very good. And again, folks, you can get in telephone-wise, 855-660-4261, or email me, bob@autoworldradio.com, or danwatson@thelubepage.com. This is Auto World. We'll have more with Dan around the bend.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Hundreds of far-right protesters and anti-fascist counter-demonstrators swarmed Portland, Oregon yesterday for a long-hyped rally that attracted President Donald Trump's attention and resulted in at least 13 arrests. Police seized metal poles, bear spray, and other weapons, also closed bridges and streets. 6 injuries were reported so far. This is a dynamic event with demonstrators frequently moving from one part of the city to the other, but he also stated that hate needed to stay out of Portland.
To those of you who plan on using Portland as a platform to spread your hate, you are not welcome here.
Leaders of the right-wing groups vowed to return to Portland as often as possible, saying they will keep coming back as long as the left-wing anti-fascists, known as Antifa, remained active. President Trump weighed in, saying that major consideration is being given to naming Antifa an organization of terror. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
You better watch out, man, how you drive that Cadillac there. I'm telling you.
Thank you so much for being here. This is Auto World. Dan Watson is with us. He's a gentleman with the incredible website, thelubepage.com, and we're talking about a question from Marilyn in Pennsylvania about her 2016 Toyota Camry. Toyota is telling her to only use synthetic, and her uncle is saying that is a waste of money. So, Dan, why don't you go back and address Marilyn's concerns, and definitely she needs to hear what you need to say.
Sure, and I just say this is live radio, so you hear a phone ringing in the background, but I can't stop it because I'm on the phone. So anyway, yes, the simple thing is that Toyota has made it a warranty issue to use synthetic oils for the last 10 years. So you can go away from it if you're off of your warranty. Of course you could go away from it. You're not worried about the warranty. I think this vehicle being only 3 years old is probably still under warranty. The other part about that is Toyota made that choice for a reason. And the reason is that they had been having some problems in the past with conventional oil failing to protect the vehicle to the level that they wanted it to, so they made that shift because they got tired of themselves having to cover warranty issues that were really poor, failed lubrication that wasn't up to the service. So they went to synthetic, and you're going to see this in many, many cars in the future moving that direction, and particularly with oils like 0W16 coming from Japan, requirements for that in Toyotas and Hondas. And you can't make a 0W16 out of any petroleum on this earth and have it work. It has to be a synthetic. So it's just too thin for the petroleum to be able to take the stress. So to all the listeners out there, Toyota's a pretty big company. They're pretty well respected, and when they for 10 years required synthetic from bumper to bumper, maybe they're telling us something of what they think is the difference between the performance of standard petroleum lubricants and quality synthetic lubricants. I think there's a message in that requirement. So what do we got next, Bob?
Yeah, we got a great question from George in Tennessee. And George is wondering, does AMSOIL make an aviation engine oil? Good question, George.
It is, and George must have been around this AMSOIL for a number of years, because way back in about 75, they made an oil called AVOIL. Okay? They don't make that anymore, to the great disappointment of a lot of private plane owners who would love to have something from AMSOIL. But here's the problem. I mean, just straight up, there's so much liability involved in making anything for an aircraft that unless you've got incredible deep pockets and the best insurance in the world, you can't stand the liability of making stuff for airplanes. I mean, you just get added to the suit if anything happens. If the plane goes down because they think they had engine problems, well, it could have been the oil, who knows. Add them to the lawsuit for, you know, wrongful death or whatever. And so most of the smaller companies have just completely gotten away from any kind of aviation products whatsoever. It's only made by big guys like Shell and Mobil and Texaco and Chevron, people that, you know, they count their money in billions, not in millions. So they've got lots and lots of money, and they can stand the deep pocket type mentality. But that's the reason there's not an aviation oil from AMSOIL. Now, there are some people with their own experimental aircraft that are not designed to carry passengers, that some of those people do use AMSOIL in some of those engines. But anything that would have an FAA registration and would have people, passengers flying in it in particular, just you're not going to find AMSOIL authorizing any of its products to be used in those applications. So, no, they don't make an aviation oil, and that's the reason why.
Pardon my laryngitis. Very good answer, and certainly the liability factor with aircraft stuff. You're absolutely right there, Dan. It's a lawsuit waiting to happen. We got a question from Ben in Portland, Oregon, and Ben writes us, "I see that some cars have a manual transmission that are calling for ATF. Others call for gear lube, and some call for synchromesh trans oil. How can there be this much difference in the applications, and which is right?" Good question.
It is, and you could answer it by saying that they're all right. And that's because different manufacturers are specifying those different things. But what it comes down to is, years ago we used to be using a lot of times some different gear lubes that were fairly thick, trying to protect these manual transmissions. But long-term studies indicated that we weren't having the gears themselves wear out in most of these manual transmissions. And that's what gear lube would be better at protecting, is the actual gear teeth and how they intermesh with each other, and if there's going to be any wear or spalling or destruction on those gear teeth. Gear lube is designed with extreme pressure additives to be able to handle very, very high load pressures on those gear teeth. But what they found out was that when you put gear lube into transmissions you find in light trucks and pickups and cars, that their primary failures are bearing failures, not gear teeth. So roller bearings or ball bearings are better protected, actually, by lightweight oil films on those rollers rather than thick, heavy oil with extreme pressure additives. So it came down to, what are we trying to protect and save in these manual transmissions? Well, we're really trying to give them long life. If everything goes well, they should last a million miles. And they do, except for bearing failures, not gear teeth failures. So the manufacturers started moving towards lighter weight oils for lubrication. Now, the first time I saw ATF and a man in transition personally was in a Mustang. And mm-hmm. I got calls from people saying, is this right? Can I do this? And my answer was, of course you can do it. That's what the manufacturer calls for. So don't be concerned about it. But then I would try to explain that when you have an automatic transmission, which everybody accepts, yeah, you run that ATF, that automatic transmission. But we have automatic transmissions in buses. We have automatic transmissions in over-the-road 18-wheelers pulling 70,000 pounds. So how does that transmission fluid protect those? And people think, well, it's an automatic transmission. It's different. No. Inside that transmission, it still has gears. It's just that we're automatically engaging those gears. So without getting into detail on automatic transmissions, they have what they call a sun and planetary system, a sun gear and gears on the outside, almost like a solar system. You got the sun in the middle and you got planets rotating. Well, they got gears that are set up in a similar sort of fashion. It's called a planetary system. Now, they're all steel, and they have bearings, just like in the manual transmission. But we're able to lubricate that with what amounts to a less than 20-weight oil, something that's close to a 10W rating. And we do it with this automatic transmission fluid, and it does it very well. How can we do such a thing? Well, because you have to formulate automatic transmission fluid very rigorously, shall we say, to get it to perform, do its job, and meet all the requirements that it has. Well, if I move over to a manual transmission, actually the ATF in a manual transmission is relieved of a lot of its duties. It doesn't have to do all the hydraulic actuating that's in an automatic transmission. All it has to do is bathe those gears and those bearings, and it does an excellent job at doing that. I'll finish it up after the break. Just a couple more things on that.
Sounds great. More with Dan Watson straight ahead. And don't forget, check out Dan's website. It's thelubepage.com. And if you have a question, we can add you to the list here. Just email us up, bob@autoworldradio.com or danwatson@thelubepage.com. This is Auto World.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is it costing you in vet bills for that convenience of just pulling open a bag of
formulated, extruded, processed cereal bits that cost a ton of money anyways?
How do you feed your dog to derive not only energy, but a good coat, bright eyes, and a great attitude?
Come to Dinovite for help.
DINOVITE.com.
I found his raw meat diet on Dinovite.com.
With just the raw meat and the eggs and the Dinovite and the Super Omega on top of it.
Try Super Omega fish oil.
Buy two, get one free.
Ground beef, white rice, eggs, including the shells, and the Dinovite supplement, and then the LicoChops.
Try LicoChops. Buy two, get one free.
It just balances out his body and his mind and his spirit.
Adding Dinovite to their diet has every single dog in my kennel looking better than they have ever looked.
Their skin is so much better now that they're on the raw diet. I don't even give them the kibble anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for being here. Let me remind you that we're going to continue our conversation with Dan Watson from thelubepage.com. I just need to tell you that Auto World is brought to you in part by DriveShare by Hagerty. Whether you're a longtime car lover or brand new to the community, DriveShare unlocks the joy of driving fun and cool cars by securely connecting car owners with renters. Through DriveShare's car sharing platform, renters find cars that can bring out the awesome in every moment. List your car today and start earning some extra income or rent, and use the special code AUTOWORLD to save $50 off your next rental. All caps, AUTOWORLD. Visit DriveShare.com to browse, choose, and cruise. And we're back with Dan Watson and taking those questions that we have here. And once again, Dan, why don't you reiterate your telephone number? Because I've had a couple of people send me a quick bullet here wanting you to give out that 800 number again.
The telephone number is toll-free, 800-370-2985. Again, 800-370-2985.
Perfect. Think we can squeeze one more in at least?
Well, let me just say one more thing about that ATF and transmission fluid. Just stick with what your manufacturer recommends. They could have called out some different things, but maybe they know something that we don't know, and they called out a particular, whether it was SynchroMesh versus ATF, or maybe they even called out for a lightweight 7590 gear lube because they know something that we don't know. I mean, we do have to give them that benefit of the doubt. They're building the car and putting it together, and they've hired the experts to make sure that what they're producing is lubricated correctly. So unless there's a problem we see with that, we should stick with what they're recommending. So, okay, on to our next question.
The next question is from Bo in Atlanta. He says, I have a 2017 Ford Powerstroke diesel pickup. Can I remove the urea tank? Is it a pain to have to keep this filled? Oh, boy, that's a very important question there.
It is, because we hear this all the time. And what I want to tell Bo from Atlanta is probably too dirty, but don't don't go out there and kiss it, but you should really appreciate that you have that urea tank. Okay, and everybody goes, oh boy, but why? You know, that's just another pain. Well, here's why. That urea tank is on your truck so that you can have an improved, what they call a selective catalytic regeneration type exhaust system. Okay, now, oh, big fancy name. But what it means is that urea is going to be spritzed into the exhaust to neutralize nitrous oxides. Big deal from the EPA. And how they were trying to deal with this before was in the cylinder by having just a ton of exhaust gas recirculation coming back in the intake to try to keep the peak temperatures in that cylinder from getting too high, because the higher the temperatures, the more nitrous oxides that are made, okay? And so what they were doing was just choking down your engine with all this exhaust that they're recycling back into the intake as much as 55%. I mean, the whole idea of having a turbocharger on your diesel is that you can jam some air in there with more oxygen so you can burn more fuel and make more power. But if I substitute a bunch of already oxygen-depleted air, which is the exhaust, back in, what it does is it damps down the burning process, holds the temperature down, but it also holds the power down. So this urea tank allows the manufacturer to go back to running the engine for maximum power and efficiency and reducing that exhaust gas recirculation down to really very little, if any at all, but not much. And so what that does for you is it allows that engine to really do what it's supposed to do and have the power it's supposed to have. And so it's a tremendous improvement over where they were prior to that. So when you see that you have a urea tank, you can tap the side of that truck and say, thank goodness, where do I buy this urea? Let me put it in, because they're letting my truck have its power back by having that system there. And I get this question a lot, and I try to explain it to people, because I know it is a pain. You think, well, there's just one more thing. I got to pour this stuff in here. Why have I got to do this, right? Well, actually, it's such an improvement over the trucks prior to that, because most of those guys, eventually, they get so tired of that system choking their truck down that they start to disconnect try to get rid of the EGR, reprogram the computer, all kinds of things trying to deal with that. And you don't have to do that when you have the urea tank, because the truck is turned loose to make power. So I think that's the bottom line, Bo, is leave it there and be glad you got it.
Yeah,
much better
right.
System than what was there before.
Yeah, count your blessings, Bo. Definitely leave it alone. We got a question from Austin in Texas. Interesting. We started the hour talking about muscle cars, and Dan, we've got Austin in Texas, who's got a 72 Plymouth Barracuda with the not really high performance, but a 318 V8, still decent performance vehicle to say the least, and he wants to know what's the best oil for it.
Yeah, I think they had the next one up was like a 383?
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, so this is almost like the economy style.
Yeah.
But it's still, that little 318 was a good engine. It just kind of like a 327 Chevy, just in that same range. So, but then they went up from that to the 383, and then up to, I don't know what was next, a 426 or 425 or something. So, but anyway, this Plymouth Barracuda from that time frame is a classic vehicle, a muscle car. And it has what we call solid lifters in the valve system. It's a tappet valve system. Different people call them different things. What it amounts to, it's got push rods, and it's got solid lifters to slide over the lobes on the camshaft. Now, to protect that camshaft with that sliding action, you need some decent levels of zinc, phosphorus and sulfur compounds in that oil in order to give you the protection you need. If you use some of this modern oil that nobody uses solid lifters anymore, there's no more of that kind of system, so they have reduced zinc and phosphorus by law, according to the EPA, to protect catalytic converters from any kind of carryover that would poison them. But what that means is modern oil might have, if it's lucky, somewhere close between 600 and 800 parts per million of zinc, 600 and 800 parts per million of phosphorus, these levels of additives. Whereas that car built in 1972 would have been expecting at least 1,000, and more like the better oil might have been 1,100 or 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is what you got to do for these cars, these muscle cars, all of them, okay, is you got to make sure that you're putting the lubricant in there that can protect that type of lifter and cam valve system that you've got. So what we used to be able to tell you that, in short of finding anything else, go get you a good, 1540 diesel oil if you're in a pinch, because it'll have high zinc and phosphorus, but not the current CK4 rated diesel oils, because the EPA has got onto them too. So they have to stay lower levels of zinc and phosphorus, not 800, but probably around 1,000. So what do we recommend? Well, AMSOIL makes a classic car formula called Z-Rod. Z-Rod is like for street rods, right?
Mm-hmm.
And high levels of zinc and phosphorus. It's made in a 1030 and a 2050. That's the two levels it's made. Now, there is another 10W40 oil, the original AMSOIL oil, called, it's our premium heavy-duty 10W40, and it's also high zinc and phosphorus. So the point here is you just need to make sure you get some good matching oil for that application. And if you're not sure, contact me. You know, go to my website and just fill in the thing and say, Dan, I have this particular classic car. Send me some information on what would be the best lubricant. I'd be glad to do that. I do it all the time. But you do have to be careful. It wasn't so bad up until the late 1990s. It was still okay. Then you go past 2000, and all of a sudden we're starting to decrease the allowable zinc and phosphorus in a modern engine oil, and that's not good for your 1972 Plymouth Barracuda. So let me just say one more time, Bob, before we run out of time. Preferred customer membership,
yeah.
All you got to do is call me, 800-370-2986. Send me an email, danwatson@theloopage.com. It's free, no charge. You don't have to buy anything. Free preferred customer membership with AMSOIL Corporate.
Fantastic. Thank you, Dan, for your generosity, and we look forward to talking to you next week, same time.
All right, Bob. So long.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car, parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com, or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
When you rescue a dog, you've got to feed him right for life. Every rescue deserves at least 90 days of Dynavite.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite for your dog this week.
We'll send you 4 extra packs of Nubba Nubs, free.
Nubba Nub treats are freeze-dried beefy treats.
Made with no cereal fillers, chemical preservatives, or dyes.
Good for the tummy.
And yummy.
Nubba Nub treats.
Free this week at Dynavite.com.
Just feed your dog right. Use Dynavite.
DINOVITE.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.